Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. So glad you guys are joining us today. And for those of you who joined along with us on today's show, you're probably pretty hungry because we've been talking about food down on the Gulf Shores of Alabama, along with Orange Beach, all the great things to do there, and the delicious, delicious food. Yum, yum, yum. I'm ready for some fried oysters and fried shrimp.
I can't think of a better motivating factor to get out there and travel.
I can't either. It seems like I always talk about food and travel, but actually those two things go together quite well. You got to have both.
They do. You can make some of your best memories that way, sharing a meal with someone or discovering a new dish.
Discovering a new dish and discovering a new destination, and which brings me now to this is the fourth quarter of the show. So that means we need to bring in some quarter miles and look at a state and base it on a quarter. Because you guys remember when the U.S. Mint came out with those quarters, and on the back of a quarter would be a state and some design reflecting something that you can see, something you can do, or something historic about the state. So we've been taking those quarters and talking about those states as a way to go and visit and see some of those things that are important in the state. So which state are we going to this time?
Well, we are filling out the outer border of the U.S., so we've got to go inward now, and we're going to Arkansas.
Well, Arkansas is a good state. Hey, what's going on there, and who created that design on the quarter?
Yes, the quarter we're looking at was released in 2003 and engraved by John Mercanti, and it features kind of a collage of images, rice stalks, a diamond, and a mallard flying above a lake with a tree line in the background. So there's a lot going on there. But it's meant to showcase Arkansas's diverse natural resources, as it is called the natural state.
Yes, that's right. It is called the natural state. So that makes sense.
And it has over 600,000 acres of natural lakes. It is a favored mallard hunting spot for hunters all across the country. Mm-hmm. And it's also the leading producer of rice grain in the United States.
You know, I wonder if people really know that, because when I read that, I was really surprised to find that that's where the majority of our rice is grown.
Yeah, there's a lot going on the quarter. There's a lot going on in
Arkansas. Well, what else is going on there?
Well, one way to kind of explore the state based on the design is to visit the Crater of Diamonds State Park in Murfreesboro. It's a very unique place. It's the only diamond-producing site in the world that's open to the public. And it's also reportedly the oldest diamond mine in North America. So all those diamonds might be gone, but you're still welcome to explore.
Hey, I might be lucky. It's worth a try, right?
Yes, and you are welcome to explore 37 acres of a plowed field that sits on the eroded surface of the planet's eighth largest diamond-bearing volcanic crater. So that's where they're coming from. And if you find a diamond there, you can keep it.
Well, hey, absolutely. I'll be putting that thing in my pocket quickly.
Yes, and you can pick up some tips and skills and also rent some mining tools at the visitor center. They have a diamond discovery center that explains different methods of searching for diamonds and also how to identify diamonds in the rough, because they're not going to be, you know, those perfect diamond rings you're going to find in the ground. So you know what to look for by going to the visitor center first.
What a great educational tour. Take the whole family and really learn a few things about minerals and rocks and diamonds and things that just right there in the ground.
Absolutely, yeah. There's not just diamonds there. You may also find amethyst, garnet, jasper, lots of really pretty gems there. And once you enter the park, you're welcome to stay there all day and explore. There's a lot more going on. There's campsites there. There's some walk-in tent sites that have Wi-Fi.
Wow.
If you need that.
Yes.
enclosed pavilions with air conditioning and heating, picnic sites, even restaurants and hiking trails.
That's pretty fantastic. It's like a glamour type hiking.
It is. Glamping,
glamping,
I think, is the
yes.
term.
Uh-huh.
The industry term.
Absolutely. But now Bentonville is in Arkansas, and I think most people know Bentonville and associated with Walmart.
They do associate with Walmart, and there's some other great places you can explore there as well. There's the Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, which aims to unite the power of art with the beauty of nature. So you can really embrace the natural state at the museum. It's contained a series of pavilions that surround two beautiful ponds, lots of outdoor sculptures you can walk around outside of the building, and then it ventures towards downtown Bentonville where you can get in your Walmart tour.
Absolutely. You want to check that out. I mean, hey, Walmart is all over Bentonville. I've been there, and yes, a lot of Walmart things. But I really like this idea of having the sculpture outdoors. I love outdoor art. That's really cool.
I do, too. And inside, there's some really famous paintings, including Norman Rockwell's Rosie the Riveter, Andy Warhol's Coca-Cola, and there's some works by Georgia O'Keeffe and Asher B. Duran as well.
Now, if you guys are just joining us, we are doing our quarter miles and we're visiting Arkansas and talking right now a little bit about Bentonville. Some cool things to do there, Olivia.
Yes, a very cool museum. And while you're there at that museum, there's also a restaurant that's kind of in a glass enclosed bridge that looks out over the ponds, looks out over the sculpture. So it's a great place to kind of, you know, rest your feet after walking around the museum grounds. And there's also a store and a library with hundreds of thousands of documents to pour through.
Wow. I love a museum like that where you can just kind of take your time and just kind of wander through. Spend a whole day or most of the day exploring and learning things.
Yes. And, you know, if people aren't really interested in being inside and, you know, walking slowly from exhibit to exhibit, they can go outside and explore. You know, the kids can go outside and play, too.
Absolutely. Multi-generational again.
There you
go.
Take
the whole family along. So what else is there? Because Arkansas is a really cool state. It's got a lot of things to do there.
It does. It has a lot of really neat, you know, surprisingly, some really great pieces of art. One is Thorn Crown Chapel in Eureka Springs, and it's an architectural marvel that's nested in the woods, so it's a really striking image, and it kind of embraces what the museum sets out to do, too, the power of art, the beauty of nature working together. And this one is a 48-foot-tall wooden chapel with these really artfully overlapping beams that create a set of 425 windows. You can imagine the light coming in there.
That must be beautiful.
The shadows it creates. It's really striking. And again, it's listed among the world's greatest buildings. And it was designed by an Arkansas native, E. Fay Jones, and opened in 1980.
Oh, so this is pretty recent. I mean, 1980 is not really that long ago. That sounds really beautiful. That should be top of the list.
It absolutely should. It sees millions of visitors every year because it's just so breathtaking.
So striking, yeah. I can just imagine going there with the light shining through all of those windows. That would be beautiful.
And it's also known for to have really great acoustics. And so when they have concerts there or events, it's a great experience too.
Now, Little Rock has a lot of history there.
Absolutely. And you can actually visit Little Rock Central High School, even though it still operates as a high school today. It is a landmark in the history of the desegregation of American public schools. In 1957, 9 black students attended the previously all-white school, later becoming known as the Little Rock Nine. And you can tour the building. You know, it's a tour that kind of takes you through the Little Rock Nine's journey and some other, you know, important moments in history from that time.
Well, hey, and again, another great educational site where you can go and take the whole family. They can learn a few things. And, you know, we say a lot of times on the show, you know, it's good to go and visit these places that you may read about, hear about. To be there, stand on that ground is always a much better way to take in that historical information.
Absolutely. And it is a very striking, large building as well. It kind of takes you by surprise.
And what about Hot Springs?
Yes, Hot Springs National Park, nicknamed the American Spa.
Oh, wow.
The thermal waters in this park have long been set out to heal and relax all who visit, and you can still experience it, not to the extent that people used to, but you can still kind of get that in while you're there. The park's visitor center is located, actually, within the historic Fordyce Bathhouse, a striking building with marble floors, stained glass windows, fountains, very fancy.
Okay, very fancy, but you can't just bring up your towel and just kind of go and hang out all day.
Right.
Can't do that. Okay.
Can't do that, exactly. But
alrighty.
Inside the museum, you can watch park movies on the healing waters, what they do.
That's nice.
Yes, in the history of bathhouses, it used to be, you know, quite the trend. And you can take tours of the building. But it's also located in a historic landmark district called Bathhouse Row.
Oh, I love that name.
So you can kind of, you know, go through each one. And again, they have kind of that fancy, you know, interior.
Well, hey, Bathhouse Row sounds like maybe that's what you want to do. Maybe at the end of this trip.
Yes, yes.
So after you've
done
all the hiking, biking, all the outdoor things you can do, walking around the museums.
Yes, reflect, heal.
I love that. Sounds like the perfect trip. I hope you guys have enjoyed today. Of course, we are going to put a lot of this information on travelbagswithanita.com. So go and check that out. Now, thank you for joining us today. We love having you guys join us, and we'll be back soon with more travel information and destinations here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Bye-bye.